Crashed is a new book by Adam Tooze. It's how a decade of financial crisis changed the world. We talked the other day, really right after the book came out, about the impact of the U.S., but this is something that impacted politics here in the U.S. and certainly economies around the world. We've asked Adam Tooze to come back. Thanks for coming back.
It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you. So, you know, in your book, you tie together a lot of things, you know, with their roots at this, and whether it's Donald Trump being elected, or China finally turning around and getting their act together, or you know, the Eurozone crisis that's looming right now. Does it all back up to this? And was it all our fault? Did the U.S. start all this?
Well, I think of it as a combination of factors. It's for me a little bit like remixing a record and turning the rhythm section up. I'm not claiming that, you know, every single thing that happened since 2008 is the result of the financial crisis. What I am saying is if you turn the rhythm section up, you hear the bass line, you hear the drum, you hear what's driving this along propulsively. And then on top of that, of course, there are complicated national stories in every case. It certainly was a global story from the start. That rhythm, that tidal flow of money that is running around the transatlantic economy above all. It isn't really so much a Chinese-American story, which is how I think people thought of the potential crisis before 2008. This is centrally about the City of London and Wall Street. It's that old axis of money that goes back to the late 19th century, J.P. Morgan and all that. That's really where this huge flux of money is going, and it's slopping back and forth both to the United States, but the real estate boom in Ireland and the real estate boom in Spain were even more extreme than those in the United States.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. That's a term we haven't used lately, but was used around for a long time. The pigs, Portugal, Ireland, maybe Italy, Greece, and Spain. These were these some sort of unintended consequences from all this?
Well, unintended for certain. I mean, and they're different from each other. This was the sort of the one of the bad things about that acronym is that it makes Greece the same as the Spanish crisis. The Spanish crisis was a classic market-driven real estate boom. It's really a lot like a Texas boom or a Florida or a California boom, a huge real estate. It's a private sector story which ends in disaster with the unwinding of the real estate bubble and huge unemployment as a result of the inability of the Spanish government to respond because of the restrictions it's under from the Eurozone. Greece is a story that's really driven by public debt, and it's really the outlier. It's the only one, and it's tiny. And so the real question is, how could it have become the giant monster that it did become? And that's a question of politics.
So where does this go? I mean, you argue that Brexit is maybe an outflow of this, certainly because of the influx of refugees. But then again, why are they seeking refuge? And then also there are renewed calls for, you know, splitting up Spain and maybe even breaking the Eurozone apart. When does it end?
So, I mean, I would hesitate to say that the Catalan independence movement, which goes back, you know, centuries, yeah, decades even, you know, is the result of the financial crisis. But if you change the temperature in the water, if you change the pressure in the ecosystem, it affects behavior across the board. So in the British case with Brexit, there is very good evidence that the places which voted against the EU were the places which suffered most from the austerity, the grinding squeeze on public spending that set in Britain in 2010. And that is directly related to the financial turmoil of 08-09 because budget deficits gape wide as they did in the United States. There's panic in Greece. And so it's very easy to argue that Britain needs to tighten up on its budget because otherwise it'll end up like Greece. And the unintended side effect of that is you make a lot of bitter people, you make a lot of angry people. And if you add on top of that the disaster of Eurozone politics and the refugee crisis, you've got enough ingredients there to get you 51, 52, 53% of the vote for Brexit.
And so out of that comes the unrest that popularizes Putin and maybe even causes disruption in the U.S. elections?
Putin, I think, is another story. And Putin is, you know, Putin's an oil story. Putin's a gas story. So Putin rides the wave of the oil boom on the huge surge in oil prices up to the summer of 08. And then his is a regime, in a sense, looking for answers. It's how do we maintain this regime? And nationalism is one of the answers. In the early 2000s, it was a feel-good authoritarian regime. From 2008, 2009 onwards, it's a much tougher proposition. And if you combine that with the moves by the West into Eastern Europe and the desperation of Ukraine in the wake of the financial crisis, again, you have a very explosive mixture.
Adam Tooze is the author of Crashed, How a Decade of Financial Crisis Changed the World, a really, really good work that ties a very complicated subject together and gives it some scope. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.